Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm ready.
I'm listening.
I'm reaching out.
I'll never be the same.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I appreciate the bishop introducing the guests, those I know, and some I hadn't known for so long, like from Indonesia. But it saves me speaking about you. I'm very honored that you would come and that you would be here and listen to God as he wants to speak to us and show us the way. It's an honor to be in Great Britain. I love the people of Great Britain, and I thank God for what he's doing in this place and for Bishop Reed and Dr. Helen. They're beautiful people. I love them, and I love what they stand for. Bishop Margaret from Africa, the greatest woman leader on the continent of Africa. And she's just closed a convention, a women's convention. I think my daughter said 22,000 or 23,000 women and men from all over Africa. Wonderful, wonderful. Africa's rising. Her husband, the Archbishop, was, I think, the first man in Africa to lift his people. He's lifted the world, but lift Africans. Lift them and build their self-esteem so that they take their place in the world to help stabilize and bring to the feet of Jesus this world that's hurting. Wonderful man. And now she's has had to step into that place of leadership. It's wonderful. I'm honored that each of you would be here. And I trust that this will be a time of a week of blessing. It will be a week of blessing. There's no question about it. Because God has things for us and he's going to bless us. I'm happy to see young people, as well as older people. I'm happy to see children. You children, listen up. God may say something to you that tonight might change your life. You might remember it when you get old. You might say, I remember when that T.L. Osborne, that old guy, preached, and he said something, this, that, or the other, and you'll quote it. You'll say, that helped me to know about God. And I believe that God will talk to you young people. Keep your antennas high so you can hear what God has to say. Don't miss what God has that's so good. Hallelujah. Life is beautiful with God and with Christ. Life can be a misery without him. Trying to make it without him is a lost cause. And so tonight, I come to you not as a healer. I come to you as a teacher. You don't need me to heal your sick and cast out devils. You've got plenty of people to do that, and you've got a leader here. This church is built on miracles. I think it's funny what the press is saying, that he can't use that word miracles without going to the laboratory and testing the cases and waiting 4 years to see how it comes out. He doesn't ever. Isn't that funny?